and then I walk down to the skating rink. A few couples and little kids are skating. The kids chase each other and skate backward and do figure eights. I rent a pair of more or less my size skates, lace them on, and walk onto the ice. I skate the perimeter of the rink smoothly and without thinking too much. Repetition, movement, balance, cold air. It's nice. The sun is setting. I skate for an hour or so, then return the skates, pull on my boots, and walk. I walk west on Randolph and south on Michigan Avenue past the Art Institute. The lions are decked out in Christmas wreaths. I walk down Columbus Drive. Grant Park is empty except for the crows, which strut and circle over the evening blue snow. The streetlights tint the sky orange above me. It's a deep, cerulean blue over the lake. At Buckingham Fountain, I stand until the cold becomes unbearable, watching seagulls wheeling and diving, fighting over a loaf of bread somebody has left for them. A mounted policeman rides slowly around the fountain once and then sedately continues south. I walk. My boots are not quite waterproof, and despite my several sweaters, my overcoat is a bit thin for the dropping temperature. Not enough body fat. I'm always cold from November to April. I walk along Harrison over to State Street. I pass the Pacific Garden Mission, where the homeless have gathered for shelter and dinner. I wonder what they're having. I wonder if there's any festivity there in the shelter. There are a few cars. I don't have a watch, but I guess that it's about 7. I've noticed lately that my sense of time passing is different. It seems to run slower than other people's. An afternoon can be like a day to me. An L ride can be an epic journey. Today is interminable. I have managed to get through most of the day without thinking too much about Mom, about the accident, about all of it, but now, in the evening, walking, it is catching up with me. I realize I'm hungry. The alcohol has worn off. I'm almost at Adams, and I mentally review the amount of cash I have on me and decide to splurge on dinner at the Berghof, a venerable German restaurant famous for its brewery.